2NUR FM, the smooth sounds of Boys to Men and Mariah Carey. Of course, Garth Wiley from Event Cinema is joining us. We're having a nice sing-along to that.
We were. Not enough Mariah Carey on the radio these days, I feel.
Well, the thing is, you were doing Mariah's bit. You have a very high range in your voice, mate.
They call me Fossetta.
They do. Not quite the same looks, I might add, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, yeah, true.
We've got to go with our strong suit.
Boys to Men, maybe.
Maybe. maybe not. Mate, great to have you with us. A lot of great movies out at the cinemas this week.
Yeah.
Let's start with one that we actually touched on yesterday. We had the producer in from a new Australian film called Don't Tell.
Yeah, look, a huge cross-section of film at the cinema this week. Not a week really for the kids, although there is a cartoon Mickey Roadster Races out, so if you've got some young ones, you might want to take a look at that. But yes, absolutely, an Australian film called Don't Tell. The director, Tony Garrett, for this one. Jack Thompson, the lead in this particular film as well. And really, you can't have an Australian film without Jack Thompson making some sort of appearance.
It's par for the course, isn't it?
It is. And look, you know, a relatively heavy topic here around the story of a young woman who's fought back after enduring sexual abuse, and this very much focusing on her ability to stand up, speak out, and we see a lot of the courtroom drama that plays out in this one.
We certainly do. If you missed it yesterday, here's Don't Tell.
If we go to trial, this becomes public. Every sordid detail in your life from then until now, all of it, will be under the microscope. You'll feel like you're the one on trial.
The church will stop at nothing to protect their reputation.
Like we said, a very heavy movie, but it is done in a really good way. Had a look at the full trailer myself. It's not a bad looking movie.
And great to see some more Australian films getting out at the cinemas. So to get along and support it.
Let's move on to our next film this week. One our producer, Rob, is very excited about. He saw the first John Wick movie and John Wick Chapter 2 with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And he's very excited about it. What have you got for us, Garth?
Well, look, a very niche audience for this particular film as well. If you've seen the first one, and been along the journey with this one, you'll know exactly what the story is about. This is you know, strong violence attached to this film. It's the story of the criminal underworld, and John Wick in this case returns to pay his debt. He says that he's retired, but he's not. So John Wick discovers that a large bounty has been put on his head, so he's going to make sure he looks after himself.
People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. So you can either hand over your son, or you can die screaming alongside him!
As we said, some heavy stuff.
we've got to mention a lot of screaming too in that film.
Apparently, yeah.
Although I don't mind a film with a lot of violence in it. That's kind of my bag as well.
Well, look, you know, cinema is about having some escapism and something away from the everyday. This will take you away from the everyday, absolutely.
And with that, we must mention the new King Arthur movie, Legend of the Sword.
I'm super excited for this one. Guy Ritchie behind the camera on this one, directing it. So, look, and we know that Guy always delivers some pretty great-looking films. The acting ability in this film may come into a little bit of question. David Beckham
having a cameo
for this one.
Let's see. David Beckham, who you've rubbished his acting ability, and you said the acting ability generally may come into question, but hey, it's a great movie. Come along and check it out. Here's a little bit of King Arthur.
There are rumors. The legend of the sword of a king other than yourself.
Find him.
Jude Law is the big name attached to this particular film. So, look, we may not like David Beckham's acting abilities. That's a small part in it, but a great film. We all know the story of, you know, pulling the sword from the stone and the true king. This is one of those films that's going to be very, you know, it's got grandeur. It's an epic scale attached to this one. I love a good medieval, you know, story around the kings of England and so forth, so it should be a bit of fun.
I would imagine the Game of Thrones crowd may give this one a bit of a look.
I would suggest that is a very good target audience.
Going out on a limb here, but I think that might be for them. Thank you very much, Garth Wiley, joining us once again.
Always a pleasure, thank you.
And we'll be back next week. There's three films for you to go out and enjoy at the cinemas.